Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Stick handle off the wall. He centers. They shoot. They score! Zach Sanford just put the Blues on top. 4-0, 4:38 to go in the third, and I gotta think the party's gonna start bubbling in St. Louis, Joe. Oh, baby! Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. Raise them high. 5 seconds to go, and the time winds down. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over, and the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
Hot damn right. We like first timers around here. We got another one last night. St. Louis Blues go on the road, get a 4-1 win in a sweet, sweet, can I say sweet ass game seven?
Yeah, it was.
That's pretty good,
man. They went on the road last night.
To go into Boston.
Yeah.
And
Titletown.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Yeah. 12 of them, to be exact, since 2000. They've had plenty. They did not need 13 last night. Anybody that's from up in that Boston area, sorry, you didn't need another one. You pigs, you got plenty of them with probably more to come. So it may not be over. I was thinking about this last night. It's crazy. Boston championships. I mean, it's out. It's well documented. Since 2000, Patriots 6, Red Sox 4, Celtics 1, and the Bruins 1. I was thinking, man, the Bruins are in really good shape to make it 2. So they've got 12 championships since 2000.
Ugh.
And
makes me want to vomit.
You know, so you think about, like, when you're in your peak, like, when you become a big fan. So I was thinking somebody was, like, born in, like, 1990, like, 10 years old, and this thing starts. You're 10 at 2000. In 2000, you're 10. That's when, like, I was, like, a nut, you know. That's when my dad was taking me. You're playing sports. You're wearing all your – I was wearing all my San Francisco stuff, and I was trying to be everybody, and whatever the sport was, I was that guy, And so you grow up and you got a dad that's crazy and a family that's crazy for teams.
All your local teams, yeah.
So, you know, it's usually brought on by our families, right, that make us complete crazy over-the-top fans. Do the good and bad. And so if you're 10, I mean, just think about that. Now you're 30. You're still a young guy. And you're sitting there with your 30-year-old buddies you've grown up with. And you're just spoiled rotten as a fan, man.
You've been to 12 parades in 19 years.
Hey, you know what? I wasn't going to go to the Bruins parade. I went to the Patriots and the Red Sox, both really good. Got some great pictures, but yeah, I'm probably not going to go. Like, my God, man, can you imagine? Yeah, I was just thinking, if you're like 10, I was trying to think back when you started to really become like, and back then for me, I don't know if people still do it, but collecting cards, and I was a cards junkie, and my dad used to let me run around the parking lot and be one of those kids that when the guys came out from the games, my dad let me hang around, which is kind of weird. I mean, God bless my dad, who's still around.
Different world back then, too.
Yeah,
remember
but
that.
Like, go ahead, man. Hey, that's Willie's car. Oh, my God. Willie, you sign in. Sunday doubleheader.
Too many security guards around that now.
But back then, back then it wasn't like that. So, you know, you try to.
I can't imagine being 30 or celebrating my 30th birthday in the next couple months, because in that scenario,
I've been 12 championships
and been to now 12 parades and just lost one and feeling bad about it last night. You know, like, damn, we could have had another, could have been 13
think
years.
About this, you know, let's not be picked, just getting to the final game and losing a Super Bowl, losing a World Series, I mean, they've got some more. That 12, there'd be a lot more.
What do we have since 2000?
Well, the Patriots have Patriots have lost a couple to the
you're
Giants.
Right, you're right. They lost two. You're right. So, they've lost a whole bunch also.
Listen, life's good. Not to mention even the Celtics' problem right now.
Yeah,
like,
they're
too much.
Yeah.
I saw Jason Tatum came out and said, yeah, we just too many guys on this team. Couldn't get it figured out. We built it around the wrong dude, basically.
Can you imagine having that problem?
Yeah.
Can you imagine letting Kyrie walk and going, well, I think we're going to be better?
We don't have that problem in this town called too much talent.
No.
Can they all get along? There's only one basketball. There's only one football. We don't have that problem, but it would damn sure be nice to have it where we got free agents staying and all a bunch of talented first-round picks. And how are we going to sign them on, keep them all? Man, we'd love to have that problem for a while. That would be a lot of fun. By the way, we got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning. By the way, U.S. Open at the most beautiful place for golf in this country. I don't think anything's close. You may debate it for those of you that are up early getting ready to go golf or like golf a lot. But to me, Pebble Beach is... That was always a special treat, man, when you're growing up out there, you go on a vacation out there, that area, that Monterey area out there on the Pacific coast there is those golf courses. So that's where the Pebble, so U.S. Open is this year. And
it's a sweet spot for a couple days to
hang
out.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's it's already just a great place. And then you add this tournament, it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens. So that starts today. Koepka and Rory and Tiger and Phil and Molinari and any of your other favorite guys who are going to be able to hit it straight. And, you know, they make the U.S. Open one of the more difficult. Usually when I hear U.S. Open, I go, uh-oh, if you can't hit it straight, you're going to be in big, big trouble because the grass can be a little bit higher off the fairway. And so we'll see what happens today.
It's not going to be one of those tournaments where a dude wins 24 under. You know, like we've seen that before.
I don't know what the record is, but yeah, I'm guessing. Unless,
a little tougher than that.
But if you can hit it straight, you can score. But, you know, like I think of Tiger right off the bat, one guy who doesn't hit it straight, and they're saying if you hit it off the fairway, you're in big trouble this week. Anyway, it all starts today out on the West Coast. We've got that. We got tonight, Game 6. Are we still in the blame game? I guess we had more stuff, more theories out there yesterday on everything. Kevin Durant comes out and says, hey, man, pretty much says, and it was obvious the team let him break it. He wanted to break it. They wanted to hear from him. And so after his surgery yesterday, he said, hey, this is what I wanted to do, on to be out there with my brothers and play.
Did he shut all that down yesterday by writing that?
No, because everybody's still going to have their opinion.
Sure,
and,
sure.
You know,
but you heard from the source.
Else.
It's not like you heard from Bob Myers or Steve Kerr or Brian Windhorst or one of these dudes that's on the NBA shows. You heard from the dude sitting in his bed right after surgery.
Yeah. Can I just say this? Like, do you feel like we're treating him like he died?
Yeah, to a point, yes.
I'm listening to everybody like, oh, this is the third day. It's like, wait a second, man. He didn't get shot.
No,
he did
not.
Not Big Poppy sitting in the hospital.
In ICU. Yeah, no.
He's going to be out a year. Like, people come back from the Achilles. A lot of people, you know, and he went to the best. He went to a guy to operate on his foot from before. And I was just like, we need to calm down. Okay, he's going to miss a year. But these guys play way into their 30s now, the great ones, and he's going to get a max deal.
Yeah, no matter
now,
what.
I know that's not about money, and it's about, oh, he's going to have to take a redshirt year. And I'm like, calm down. Calm down. Somebody's going to pay him to rehab for a year, $40 million
year. I wish I had that problem.
I just thought everybody got a little like, boy, I'm listening to the words we're using. They're the words we use when somebody dies too young or a car accident. Or
it's really bad, though. Like, there's no reason to downplay it like the way you are this morning. Like, it's really bad. Not to mention, you're not going to have him for a year, which certainly hurts. He's, what, your second, third best player in the league?
Yeah, he's one
so
of
So you're
the
not going to have him for a year. That really hurts. And you know what? Maybe he never recovers fully from this injury. You never
Maybe
know.
Maybe he does.
Okay.
There's
but
a good
but
chance.
It is a really bad break for him
it
and
is.
The NBA. It really
but,
hurts.
But percentages-wise, you know, There's a good chance he's going to come back. He didn't go to some doctor that's working on his first Achilles. He went to the best doctor,
right.
whoever the guy was.
The guy on his team that you make fun of all the time, we make fun of all the time, DeMarcus Cousins, had the same injury. A guy came back and he can't move.
You're not going to put DeMarcus Cousins, Mr. Conditioning. Yeah. You're going to put that guy who's fought weight problems his whole life.
My dude's also 30 pounds overweight.
Also, you an all-star every that? Year of his career, basically. So, okay. Yeah, you can.
You're going to put Kevin Durant. Yeah. I know. You tried that earlier, and you're always trying to make this point with a guy that's always out of shape, Boogie Cousins.
You want to put Kobe in that, or if LeBron got hurt or something, I think he can go there.
Hey, listen, Kobe had it. I'm saying. And
Kobe had it late in his career, too. Remember, he was kind of in older, in the mid-30s when that happened as well. So
we had a guy. We had guys back in the 80s when they weren't as good with the Achilles, and we've seen some botched ones without bringing up anybody's name here. Danny didn't have a great one and limped after his and played through it and kept his mouth shut and had a Hall of Fame career. But there's been, even back then, Don McNeil had a great one. Don McNeil blew his out.
So the technology wasn't even half as good.
And I was like, damn, that guy came back. And I thought when he had it done and who did it and everything, I was like, oh, man, that's not good.
Flip a coin.
And it worked. Jeez, it worked. So
I think it's just because of the storyline with it. The fact that he was out, came back.
I don't want to make it sound like,
hurt,
like
free agency.
Want to make it sprained his ankle. But
if he was 1 year into a five-year max deal, it wouldn't be that big of a deal.
It's not going to affect free agency.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Everybody out there said, ain't going to affect it. I want him.
Brian Windhorst came out that night and said free agency has changed dramatically. I think everyone has thought that maybe for about 5 minutes, and now it's changed. Because now we know any team in the NBA is going to give him $40 million to rehab.
Whether he should have played, everybody's got their own opinion. Nobody's right or wrong. I can't anybody that brings up any theory on this thing and – you know, he shouldn't have played, and he should have been more selfish, and fans are selfish, and shame on the media for forcing, because you know this guy reads and feels everything. That's the only reason he came back. I think he wanted to come back. Same reason everybody else took in football. We take shots to play in playoff games. My friggin' foot was, the AFC Championship game was completely numb because I didn't want to miss a game, and I sucked. I probably shouldn't have played. I was brutal. My whole foot was numb because I had serious surgeries coming. And so people go, hey, did they force you to play? I go, nobody forced me to play. I wanted to play. I mean, my God, we win that game. I'm going to a Super Bowl. I wanted to be part of it. We lost the frigging game to the Patriots. But
Well, Joe, he was on his way, by the way, through 11 minutes of that game of becoming the hero, possibly, for the rest of the series. It goes back to, I told you, the text that Hollywood sends me right before the game. Either we're going to be talking about Kawhi and is he going to stay in Toronto tomorrow morning, or the fact that Kevin Durant went for 80 tonight. Like, he just had one of those games. And he had, what, 11 points through 12 minutes, whatever it was?
He was going for 80.
He literally.
Yeah, he didn't get hurt.
I was going, Hollywood's text, man. How stupid is Hollywood? Then I'm like, wow. Hollywood might not be far off. He could have 50 points tonight.
He put up quick double digits, didn't he? Yeah, that was a quick one for a guy you're going.
And then the same thing happens. Exact same thing, basically, that happened a month and 2 days before that. And you're like, wow, this looks bad for him. Well, and free agency.
I'll tell you what it does. He still adds to the big story in free agency in the offseason. He's still, you know, along with Kawhi and Kyrie and all your other favorites, this thing's going to be fun, man. The end of the month, the first of next month, is really going to be fun to see what's going to happen in the NBA.
Will free agency be a dud if Kawhi stays in Toronto and Kevin Durant stays in Golden State?
No, I think it's still great stories because a lot of people still don't think. I think they're still fantastic stories. We're going to take a break here. We'll come back and hear what Steve Kerr had to say about Kevin Durant. He was asked again yesterday, and he's trying to get ready for a game. Plus, this David Ortiz story yesterday just got for people that thought maybe, you know, the media was at it again, exaggerating this story. You got to hear the latest on this. Don't go away. We're going to have that for you when we come back. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
There's going to be blame. There's going to be finger pointing. And we understand that, and we accept that. This is kind of what you sign up for when you get into coaching, general management in the NBA. There's all kinds of coverage, judgment, criticism, and it's all part of it. So we accept that. Obviously, everybody feels horrible for what happened. This last month was a collaborative effort in his rehabilitation, and that collaboration included Kevin and his business partner, Rich Kleinman, our medical staff, his own outside opinion, second opinion doctor. Kevin checked all the boxes and he was cleared to play by everybody involved. Would we go back and do it over again? Damn right. But that's easy to say after the results. You know, when we gathered all the information, our feeling was the worst thing that could happen would be a re-injury of the calf. And at that point, once Kevin was cleared to play, you know, he was comfortable with that. We were comfortable with that. So the Achilles came as a complete shock. Had we known that this was a possibility, that this was even in the realm of possibility, there's no way we ever would have allowed Kevin to come back.
There you have it from Steve Kerr, who I think most people respect and like and is really good with the equipment in here is a little shady right now.
I was going to say something, but my mic flew across the room.
I know we're moving into a new place, but to our engineers and everybody else, if you guys wouldn't mind, we could use a little work in here.
A couple things that might need to be tweaked before we leave here. Like our mic staying in place.
Yeah.
The headphone jack's actually not moving.
I'm surprised I haven't. This thing keeps flying back like yours does that I haven't
broken
the
computer. No, Mine caught your cold. That's what happened. Your thing had the flu, and now mine's got like the Ebola virus. Just flies back in the middle of me talking. Sounds like I'm talking from like a helicopter or something.
Very seldom I was Steve Kerr in it, and I saw your mic flying. It was like pretty funny.
The first thing I do when something like that happens is I look at Hollywood's face because I want to see if he's actually paying attention to us.
Well, there's nothing anybody can do. I mean,
and he just laughs.
It is what it is. And you know
he's
what?
He's just laughing at us.
It's kind of like nobody cares, right?
No one cares. If Hollywood doesn't really, he's laughing at us.
It's like when a player's mean to somebody in the media, and so the media person constantly bashes, and the fans go, dude, as long as the guy's good when he plays, nobody cares, man. Nobody cares about your little problems jerky. So anyway, we're talking about Steve Kerr and the whole thing, and he pretty much laid it out there.
In detail by name of who knew what was going on. I liked what Steve Kerr did there.
Kevin Durant's whole team was in
this. Businessman,
this
everybody.
This is not one guy by himself going, poor Kevin. Kevin, you know, we were all in this together. Now, the doctor's saying the worst thing that can happen was re-injuring
tweak the calf.
Again.
Yeah.
They were off on that one a little bit. Boy, I'll tell you what, this other story coming out, and I think we all felt that way when we saw the video. I know what I thought right away, and I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but when I saw David Ortiz get shot in the back and the guy took off running in a packed bar, I was like, okay, they were out to whack David Ortiz and kill the guy. Had nothing to do with robbery. Nobody, because if you're robbing him, you wait till he comes in or goes out.
Yeah.
Or on his way home,
steal his watch and everything.
Him.
Yeah.
I've watched enough movies. You follow the guy home and then, you know, it happens. So anyway, we've come out now. We thought, well, it's just two guys that were in on this. Hello. We're now up to six guys who are paid 400-plus pesos. Almost $8,000 on this attempted homicide and criminal association, which is all going back to a local drug gang that is jumped in on this thing. And so this was planned. It was planned two nights before. Somebody was out to whack David Ortiz for something.
Yep,
and
right.
So David Ortiz, I don't know what he did. I don't know if he was banging somebody he wasn't supposed to. You know, he got caught or he was flirting with somebody he wasn't supposed to. Listen, David Ortiz is the man in Dominican Republic, which is obviously a very dangerous place right now. All the stats and some other Major League Baseball players are saying about their home country. So there's a lot of stuff out there. But whatever it is, and you start hearing about five or six guys involved, there's still one more guy to get. Other guy somehow had whacked some other guys and got out. I don't know how the hell you get out after you've been involved in four other murders.
Obviously, but has done it before, so he knows a little bit about it, right?
So whatever it is, David Ortiz's wife, who's been coming out saying stuff, she should say, yeah, David's doing a lot better, and he won't be going back to the Dominican Republic.
Ever.
Because you put in that poor country, and you put that kind of money out for somebody, you're going to have guys waiting in line to take a shot to get that money, no matter who it is. And so these guys have all come out. You figured you're going to get to the bottom of it. Yeah, but so far, five under arrest looking for one more guy. They think six guys were involved with this that was just put together. But, boy, I don't know about you. I hear drug lord, local gang, gang leader.
That's it.
And I'm like, probably a good idea for me to
get out of Dodge.
I don't know what he now again. I don't know if he did anything, but in the mind
does
of
it matter?
But in the mind of somebody,
he did something
in that dirty drug business. He did something, and that's enough. Even though it's like, hey man, I don't know what you're thinking, but I didn't do it. Yeah, you know, I talked to her, but I didn't know. Want no problem? Whatever it is. I probably, my days in the Dominican Republic
are done.
They were talking about David Ortiz has always felt like when he goes over there, just reading these stories, like people like him so much. He just thinks the fans around, even in the poor neighborhoods, are like, that's David Ortiz, man. You don't mess with David Ortiz. Well, apparently one guy.
Yeah, said I don't care about
and
that.
It's leading a drug gang over there or something. Didn't feel the same way.
Yeah, he put out on the wire 400,000 Dominican pesos to anyone who gets his head.
So I don't know. But the original story is looking more and more accurate, except more people are involved in on this thing. You know, they're all talking to stay out of jail. That's the one given.
You put all five guys in the room and say, first one to talk's not going to jail. All right, me.
Well, anyway, we're glad to hear David Ortiz doing better and have pictures of him walking around and doing better. But I would recommend Miami. To Boston, obviously, if Boston, because you're so popular there, a lot of Dominicans have made this home, and I would stay here.
50-50.
And
stay
you got
in
enough
mass,
money.
Stay in here, yeah.
Enough money. Probably not going back over there,
no.
Especially when.
Why would you?
And people said he was warned about this, like, hey, somebody's pissed off that you don't want pissed off. And Ortiz was like, dude, I'm not worried. I got a lot of people here. They all love me here. Well, they don't all love you. When you put money in front of somebody, that wasn't everybody. So
I like the text says, don't forget about the people dying in the resorts also in the Dominican.
That's right. That story came out.
It's not
out.
A very good story going on there in the Dominican Republic.
This is not good for tourism.
No.
And we got a lot of people here in South Florida have second homes over in the Dominican Republic.
One of my good buddies lives 50-50.
The beaches over there and certain resorts are just spectacular. Just absolutely.
I can tell you which resorts
beautiful.
I'm not going to anytime soon. The ones in the Dominican, because if their own guy, Poppy, Big Poppy, can't walk around the streets there, then I don't think anyone's safe.
Yeah, well, anyway. It's,
not to hurt the tourism board there in the Dominican Republic, but I think they're doing enough for themselves there.
Hey,
we can ask Omar where to go.
You
need a travel agent.
That's
he'll
good
help
point.
You out. You're looking to vacation.
I'm looking for the next Coral Gables. Where should I go?
Right. You guys. Hey, that Omar thing. You know, it's funny. That Omar thing and his comments kind of, yeah.
It's going to stay there for a while, I think.
It's not leaving anytime soon, for sure. So, anyway, that was the Ortiz story. And we said over the next few days it was going to grow, and boy, has it, as the police are all over this thing. And somebody had to pay that money. Somebody had money, was willing to pay $8,000 to get that guy.
That's it.
But that's not like I'm a little upset with you, man. You owe me an apology. It's like, hell no. So.
Any of the local guys out there? Two texts just came in. I thought Ortiz didn't pay his Coke bill, Joe. That could have been it. And the next one is maybe Ortiz lost that guy a ton of money when he was playing.
Yeah, I don't.
I like the conspiracy theories coming out this morning.
No. Listen,
I kind of like your conspiracy the best, though. I see this. I see a hit. I see a drug kingpin. I think, David Ortiz blew a kiss at some girl, and it happened to be the kingpin's maybe love interest. I see that now.
Listen,
it's a perfect movie setup.
You get a jealous guy
with that much power,
but you just get a jealous guy, and he sees you flirting or over the top. I was like, ooh, I've seen this show before, and he's got in his mind whatever's going on at home, and he's a little insecure or a lot insecure.
A lot, yeah.
Crazy things happen, man. We see it. We watch shows every day here in this country. You see that stuff. So I don't know what happened, but it's not good for David Ortiz. My God, five or six guys in on this damn thing.
I mean, this is crazy.
And he was warned, like, hey, man, word spreading around the bad parts of the neighborhood that somebody's looking for you, dude. And they said Ortiz kind of like, dude, this is my country. Ain't nobody going.
Don't you think about the bigger picture if you're David Ortiz at that point, if you get warned about that?
I think he got
just a couple crazy dudes out there.
He got a little reality. When you got some crazy bastard running through a popular packed sports bar
That's it.
Or bar and runs through and takes a shot and takes off running at you.
You might not be welcome back there.
And honestly, if that thing's a little bit higher, you know, we're talking about what a tragedy this was. We're having our national shows today are doing the funeral of David Ortiz.
You're right. We're laughing about this. Thank God. But, thank God that didn't happen.
Anyway, we got all that stuff going on. We've got all kinds of other NBA stuff coming out yesterday. We found out Rich Paul, boy, he pulled a little power move, told the Celtics, listen, you can have Anthony Davis because we know you got a lot of juice if you want him. You got the pieces to get him more than anybody else out there, the Lakers, Knicks, anybody. We understand you got it. But we want to let you know something. He's only going to be with you 1 year. He'll honor it 1 year, but there is no shot he's staying past 1 year. So before you decide to give up all those really good young first-round picks, Tatum and all the rest of them there, Brown and Rozier or any of those other guys, you may want to think twice about this because you're losing one of the best players in the NBA. He's going to be there 1 year. That's it.
Yep.
He ain't Paul George in it. He ain't falling in love with where he is. It ain't going to happen. So you do what you got to do.
I'm out if I'm Boston.
Oh, I'm out in a heartbeat.
No chance I'm taking a one-year rental on him.
There's no way. Not with LeBron's relationship with Rich Paul, who basically I can't help but every time knowing the Rich Paul relationship with LeBron and they grew up together, I feel like LeBron owns the agency, don't you?
It does.
Anybody else out there going, you know what? Why are we going through this whole thing like LeBron's one of the players? He got these guys started. He got his marketing guys started. He got this sports agency. God bless LeBron James. He got this kind of power to do it.
Right.
And he's used all his great play and go, what else? Nobody, and I mean nobody, Michael Jordan maybe, has taken his great career that he's had, and LeBron's career is great.
But parlayed it into this type of business?
To everything. Yeah. To the movies, to all the shows, to pizza joints, to he's on a mission. He's on the Michael Jordan mission, right?
He's taking that path, Space Jam.
The Nike commercial money will be coming in forever, like MJ money.
Wonder if he gets his own, like how Jordan has the Jordan logo. If he has like the LeBron logo.
Wouldn't be surprised to see half people doing that. What do we see? MJ's in North Carolina. What, he's got three or four schools with the MJ logo for
the
Nike.
Jordan brand. I know that
the kids in North Carolina were selling the shoes. They got it. Oh, Florida's in
University
on
University of Florida's Jordan brand school. Yeah,
that'd be cool to get. Yeah. That's one thing kids would go, hey, that's pretty damn cool.
You got
right
a lot
there.
Of gear, man. A lot of gear.
Not bad at all. Last night we had a nice little story. And again, I know it's baseball. This kid gets called up. Jordan Yamamoto, 7 innings. He was in double A. He gets a call and says, hey, you ain't pitching. You're going to the big leagues. Obviously, he's going, wow, I'm not going triple A? No, we're not moving you up.
Going right past that.
We got a little problem. You're pitching really well in double A. This is your shot. Goes up there. 7 innings, doesn't give up a run last night to St. Louis. They end up winning the game 9-0, grand slam in the game and everything. But what a great story. I don't know if he's going to stay up or what, but I will say this with all the negative talk about the Marlins, and I don't care, and they suck, and all the trash, and all the words that are used for the text machine. They're in pretty good shape with all these pitchers they have, including guys that in the minors get a chance to come up like yesterday. That's a pretty cool story. Flew his family out last second. They go, we don't have any money. Said, I got a credit card. I want you out here for this start.
It's pretty sweet.
I've been waiting for this for years. Part of the Milwaukee Yelich deal.
He was the throwing. He's like one of the throwing guys.
Just a hell of a story, man.
Miami's Herlin Hawaiian. I already love the fact he's got a nickname.
Did you see the high school he went to? Yeah.
No, I did not.
So his high school is the same high school all these quarterbacks came out of, including the starting quarterback at Alabama, Tua.
Okay.
And also the starting quarterback right now in Tennessee.
Oh, Mariota. Wow.
So he's from that school, which, by the way, is a football factory over there. So one school that obviously it's been a pretty damn good quarterback school,
but
there's a lot of good players have come out of that school. So he's from over there.
Pearl City, Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What a nice story. So they're over there watching. If you saw it last night, plenty of shots of mom and dad. Just a really cool story. Called up and getting ready to jump on a bus and go to another place to play.
Don't jump on that bus. Get in this car.
Hey, bro, got great news for you. like a damn movie. Kids crying and stuff. Like, really? Are you're joking?
That's a hell of a trip.
You're going to the bigs, kid. And oh, by the way, you're going up because you're starting next game. They got some injuries. They're starting pitching. Your next guy up.
Hawaii to L.A. to Houston and to Miami to see the game.
Pretty damn cool.
A lot of flights,
14
man.
14 hours, man, to get here. I'm sure as cheapest flights possible to get here to enjoy it. And now
a lot of connections.
Now they're waiting, going, do you know if you're in the rotation for the next start? We'll stay around. If not, great story. Anyway, hey, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning that we've been all over, and we'll get into all the events going on last night. First for the St. Louis Blues, man, the first. And what a great story there is, too, with a rookie goaltender, goalie. Just a great job there. So we'll have all that stuff for you coming up here. We kind of got a lot of nice feel-good stories instead of, like, ripping everybody getting ripped and trash and suck and all that stuff.
It's just one of those days. That'll come back tomorrow.
Maybe it'll be a nice feel-good morning here on the show.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
The 2019 hurricane season has arrived, not football. And once again, WQAM.
Oh, man, you scared me.
I figured I'd throw that out there.
Get that quarterback thing going.
Let's not talk about that. Once again, WQAM is combining with the team at CBS4 to give you extensive coverage. From watch to warning to landfall to recovery, keep it tuned in to WQAM for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Hurricane coverage on WQAM is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from CBS4 and AM 560 and 96.5 FM HD2 WQAM.
All right, speaking of the Miami Hurricanes football team, Manny Diaz, man, I don't know if he's taking a family vacation. I know this is a busy time right now. It's kind of in the middle of camps and everything else. How about he goes out to Plantation, the PLA league out there, which is one of the better youth tackle football leagues. 6th, 7th, 8th grade, basically. 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th in that area before you go to high school. And they started this program a few years ago. Mark Ricks actually started some really good programs. And Manny was out there. Had his guys out there. I call it planting recruiting seeds.
Smart move.
And started it, and it's just right here in his backyard, man, hitting it. I know they're going down to Dade County and do the same thing, but I just thought it was just, and of course, the media knows he's out there, so they go out there and get their Barry, and everybody gets their sound bites about everything with the team. But I got to tell you, I don't know how it's going to all play out because you got to win football games at the end of the day to keep all these verbal commitments and everything else. But he's done as good a job, and a lot of them are Mark Rick, to give Mark credit. Mark's come up with some of these programs about Mark understood, like, we got to get this stuff taken care of in our own backyard. It's gotten away from us. Manny's just upped it as, you know, energetic and just wants to. Just going for it.
Well, he gets it. That's the difference, too.
I just want Canes fans. Boy, yeah. I tell you, and again, you got to win games. It starts in August, late August, and that's when it's going to count. But you talk about planting the old sports seeds right now for recruiting, which leads to better players, which leads to more wins, and the system and everything else. You just got to love it. I went to his function here, about a month ago, month and a half ago, and he was, first of all, it was a big old crowd down in Miami, and second of all, he introduces his coaches, getting everybody out there, talking to both sides, the fan base, and the most important thing, of course, and that's getting these players and start planting seeds in the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th graders.
Smart move
to do this.
It's your backyard that these kids, you know, a lot of these kids could be really good players, and why not hit them early when you can? At least, you know, you're not going to offer a fifth grader scholarship, but you go out there and you see him play for a couple of years, then you see him in high school and he recognizes you and you're there at UM for a while.
And he remembers you came by.
Yeah. Hey, coach, I remember when you came to the PAL fields that day. That was awesome.
You're really nice to him.
That's it.
Wow, this coach is out here with us. Listen, he's a reason he's out there. He's not just a nice guy.
We used to laugh when you'd see
pretty cool
a coach
stuff.
Offer like a 9th grader or talk to a 9th grader, you know, about a scholarship or an 8th grader about it. And now you realize it doesn't even just start there. especially when it's a community and a smaller community.
They're not offering scholarships.
But they're like you said, planting seeds, talking to kids.
You got to talk about the equipment these young kids. First of all, you know, if you've seen, and I think everybody understands how big inner city, mostly inner city football is here. It's big, big stuff.
What'd you think of Manny's quote at the end of the camp when he was exiting? Of course, Barry Jackson got it. The QB race was extremely close exiting spring. No leader. Generic? A generic thing?
No. The stuff's all getting back to those guys. He's got to do that. Nicosi Perry and Martell and Williams. He's got everybody. Now, everybody I talk to has got somebody different that's going to start. It's actually very funny. There are people telling me Perry's really turned it on and Martell got better, and hey, watch for Williams. So,
God, I wish it was just one that just took control.
Right? It is going to be nice the year that we finally don't have to talk. We had Dorsey here, and of course, I was in the middle of a great run, but you knew who the quarterback was. It would be nice someday to get there and go, wow, we clearly know who our guy is. Throughout the season, including the end of the season where he plays well, and you're going, hey, he's back another year. And by the way, Butch Davis knows who his quarterback is. He got the same guy coming back. Had a really good season. Florida Gators know who their quarterback. I want to get in that situation.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Where you go, man, that guy, we won a lot of games, and he was a big part of it. We got our guy for next year. And we got spoiled for years and years with all those guys, and I don't need to say all their names and everything else, but – And I don't even mean they need to be first-round picks. They don't. Ken Dorsey was not a first-round pick. But just a guy that's damn good at college, can lead you and make throws. And I don't care if he makes NFL throws. Just make good college throws. And here we are with a wide open, all three guys tied for first right now going to camp. And Manny said, all right, they got 2 weeks, and we got to pick one. Said they're all getting better. They're all working hard. And Manny knows – somebody, one and two, one will be pumped up. Two will understand if one falls a little bit, I'm staying around. I like it. And three.
See where you're going here.
Even though he tries to do that 2A, 2B thing, the third guy most likely is saying, good night, Loretta. Put me in an early transfer portal. I don't want to lose a year of eligibility.
I think your best bet at this point is to have Tate as the three. He's not going to transfer again, right? Well, unless he's really good and he's a starter.
Yeah, I can't imagine you start bouncing school to school.
It's just a bad look, right?
It's bad enough when I find out guys are going to three high schools in 4 years.
Yeah. That's the norm now, right?
No, it's not the norm, but it's a bad look. For the handful of guys that have done it, I'm not a big fan of it. It just looks like you're constantly running from competition. And it's not a good look. Old school or new school. Unless you're going to tell me every coach sucked and nobody liked your kid or whatever.
Blame game. You're going with the blame game again.
Well, blame game's big right now,
it's big,
man.
Yeah.
What we do here and everything else. But yeah, Manny's got. I just like all the stuff he's doing. We've heard about the development. I don't want to break down all the development. Who's improved the most? Because off season means nothing except you want guys in great shape. It only counts when you come back and you have the pads on and then you get to see it, and we'll all get to see it with maybe their toughest game of the season.
Probably.
That first game in Orlando.
Unless they make the ACC championship and have to go against
By the
Clemson.
Way, to everybody I'm related to or friends, I have no tickets. Everybody's asked me.
You're going to have to start saying that every day starting like July 20th. We're going to have you just record something in the back so we can play it as one of our like we do the Pharrell promo all the time.
I do know the athletic director. I do know the head coach, but I don't have any tickets, and none of them have reached out to ask me if I need any.
Okay. Just cut that tape, and we'll play it as a promo starting July 20th, just so no one asks you.
That game, I've had more people ask me about that game, for including Florida family, Florida Gator family.
Yeah, yeah.
My daughter wants tickets.
Sure, of course.
And I was like, ooh, it's not.
You don't have like 100 in your pocket?
Of course, her friends.
They want tickets too.
I guess they just think the school just said, Joe, here's 50 tickets.
Yeah, yeah. Just take care of who you need
give them
to.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And by the way, don't pay for them.
No. They're free and they're lower bowl. Yeah they're right on the 50-yard line. Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. And here's 12 parking passes too, just in case you need those for the game.
So, anyway,
By the way, do you have any extra tickets for the game?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't have
asking
it.
For me in Hollywood.
I don't have any period. We got
Hollywood get, really want to go.
We
got to
get set. Well, you guys know all the same people I know. So
no,
you
no,
guys,
but you can make that
you guys,
call. For,
you guys go get them. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. We've got a lot more stuff. We got another Killer Bee going to join us this morning in the 8 o'clock hour.
I'm excited.
You ready for some more?
I'm excited. I am. I really
this
am.
This guy, he's got
I
some,
like not knowing it is. That's the best
this
part.
This guy's got some great stories.
Okay, I'm good. I'm excited about it.
Some of Killer Bee guys, most of them are characters. Maybe one or two wouldn't open up because they don't, they're just image. And I do have guys I play with who are always worried about their image.
Okay.
And, you know.
And businesses and stuff also.
And I always tell them, like, hey, man, we're all getting old. Why do you care? Why do you care about that?
Well,
stuff,
not everybody, man? You know, gives up on it. Like, you don't have to
do that anymore.
By the way, I'm not going to lie to you. When I left here yesterday, I tried to talk my dad into going to Brewer's Room for lunch. I tried to, he had a meeting, but I was like, you don't want to get some wings for lunch? Since we had Brew on yesterday, that was it. I wanted Brew's Room for lunch yesterday. We talked about it after the show.
The chicken wing.
They're good.
Well, some people say it's good for diet if you're trying to get off the carbs.
Well, there's no carbs. You can have as hot sauce as you want. You have burning hot sauce if you want.
What else?
You can't do it.
What else you got for them? Radio.com.
Radio.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.